Our program today, Venerable Tipton Chodron, is an American, but an ordained nun in the Tibetan Buddhist tradition. She has been living and teaching here in Seattle for the last several years. She came here at the invitation of the Dharma Friendship Foundation, which is simply a group of students who was interested in studying with a Buddhist teacher and sponsored her to come here. And from Seattle, she also travels throughout the United States and Europe and South America. She just returned from China, a second trip to China, teaching there, and had a recent talk on that. Lee Payton is a registered nurse with Hospice of Seattle and has been is a practicing hospice nurse for the last 3 years, and as part of her practice, travels throughout King County, seeing people in their homes and providing support, training, and services, helping coordinate services for people in hospice. She's currently also a master's candidate at Seattle Pacific University. So without any further ado, as we say, I'd like to present Venerable Tipton Chodron and Lee Payton. Thank you very much.
Okay. To start out today, we'd like to talk about how Chodron and I started doing these workshops, because it actually started out with a bit of a tragedy. One of the young men in Chodron's meditation group was dying, and he requested that the meditators come and spend time with him in the hospital, doing puja and special kinds of meditation practices. And what was happening was that the meditators were going into the hospital room and talking with him and going through a lot of the spiritual and psychological issues that he was experiencing. But as he got sicker and he started to go into a coma, a lot of the meditators were very concerned about the symptoms that they were seeing. And they were concerned about the morphine that he was on and a lot of the other kind of medical issues. So that what happened after the fact was that Chodron and I got together to talk to the meditators about what they saw and what they experienced, and to really start doing some death education about not only the spiritual and psychological, but a lot about the physiology. And so after we started doing that with just the meditators, other people were saying, gosh, we'd like to hear that too. So pretty soon Chodron and I are on the road doing this kind of a show. So here we are again today, and we did this in January of last year also. So here we are again, and but we're really hoping that we'll have a lot of participation from all of you. If you have special issues that you'd like us to bring up, please do just raise your hand at the end of each session that we'll be talking in three separate sections. And we'll give you an opportunity for questions at the end of each one. And so if there's things that we haven't addressed and you'd like to have us do so, please just raise your hand and let us know.
So we're going to start the day off, actually start each of our sessions off with a very brief meditation so that we can just make the transition between our busy lives and beginning to concentrate a bit now. So this is a meditation on the breath. So it doesn't matter what religion you are, we all breathe. Non-denominational meditation. Yeah, and so it's just a thing of sitting quietly, letting your breath be in a normal pattern. So do not force your breath. Don't deep breathe. Don't do anything strange with your breath. Just let it be. And then focus your attention here in your abdomen. And just observe the sensation of the breath as it goes in and as it goes out. Okay? So it's just something of being very much in the present moment and letting your mind be content simply to breathe. Okay? You don't have to intellectualize. You don't have to chatter and analyze your breath. Just sit and follow the breath and be content to breathe. If the mind gets distracted, then again, bring it back to the breath. If the mind gets dull, wake it up a little bit. Focus, tighten your attention on the breath. Okay, so the meditation isn't just to put you to sleep.
Which it may do.
No, that's what we're going to do, Lee.
OK,
Okay, so it's just a matter of being with the breath in the present moment and being content with that. So let's do that just for about 5 minutes and let the mind settle down. Take a moment to reflect on our motivation and think that we will listen and discuss together in order to improve ourselves, to identify and free ourselves from our weaknesses, to recognize and enrich our good qualities, and to do this not merely for our own personal happiness, but remembering the kindness that we've received from all other beings. Let's do this so that we can make a positive contribution for their welfare.